Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm really excited about our next guest, not just because Didi Gregorius is a great ball player and a great guy. This is an incredible cause that he is promoting. 1 in 5 kids won't have the chance to play Little League for financial reasons next season. Let that sink in. So through the World Series, T-Mobile is donating $10,000 per home run to the T-Mobile Little League Call-Up Grant Program, which helps cover registration fees for kids in need. And if you text, and I just did this, it's awesome. If you text Little League to 313131, that's 313131, T-Mobile will donate $5 to support a local grant recipient in your community. It's not your money. You don't have to do anything other than care about these kids and text Little League to 313131. And what I didn't know, I just did it, I'll read it to you, is I sent it and it writes back, if you'd like us to give this money specifically to your area, text back your area code, which I did. Very cool. Please text Little League to 313131. T-Mobile will donate the money, and you can help kids play baseball who otherwise wouldn't have the resources to do that. Didi Gregorius, thank you for joining us. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Thank you for having me. Not much.
Appreciate you. So we were just talking about this cause. It's very, very cool, and it's been a weird year for everybody, obviously, in 2020. And so for you and T-Mobile to make a difference for kids, to provide some funds is awesome. And I would imagine for you, it was one of the most unique years of your professional career. How did you find a shortened season, all the protocols, the DH in the National League? Just as you look back, how did you find this very strange MLB season?
I mean, it's what we had, you know. It was a strange season, but we got to work with what you have and make adjustments and enjoy at the end of the day, you know. So I think we managed it as a group really good, and we ended up taking good care of ourselves and got more knowledge about what's going on too around us.
Didi Gregorius here on the show. Didi, you had a good year, hit 10 home runs with the Phillies, and last year you decided to sign a 1-year deal. Why the decision to, if it's bet on yourself or whatever the reason, why the 1-year deal that puts you in the position now to be a free agent?
I mean, that's all I had. That's all they gave me. So, I mean, that's why I had to take it. So, I mean, it was just take it and go out and play the game, you know, because to play the game you love since I was a kid. So, go out there and perform day in and day out. So, and, you know, give them my all.
And what's your headspace, Didi, right now in terms of where you want to be, what you thought you saw in Philly in terms of how close you guys are, what your future looks like?
Well, I always tell people this. I can't predict the future, but I went out there and played a game. And at the end of the day, you just got to wait and see what's going to happen, you know. So, I mean, I had fun playing with these guys, and we'll see what's going to happen after that, you know. So, ain't much I can do right now, because if teams calls, then they call. If not, then we're going to see what's going to happen after that.
That's the nature of life,
I'm
right?
I'm more sit and relax.
Hey, that's 2020. The ability to sit and relax is not a bad thing. Didi Gregorius here on the show. Thanks to our friends at T-Mobile. Didi and T-Mobile, again, will dedicate. T-Mobile will give $5 per text. If you just text Little League to 313131, T-Mobile will donate $5 to support a local grant recipient in your community to have the funds to play baseball. Didi, a lot of differences this year in Major League Baseball, and one that's interesting, and it sounds like the commissioner would like to expand it, is this expanded postseason and a best-of-3 playoff series for everybody, which obviously is a very different situation than a best-of-5. What do you make of that approach to every team that makes the postseason being in a best-of-3 situation potentially going forward?
So, like, some ALDS, ALCS, all of those games that are the best of three?
That's what they're talking about. That not the CS, but the first round, every first round series.
Like the wild card one.
Right. You could be the Dodgers. You could win 109 games, and you're still going to have to win a best of three series is the way it might work.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of upsets. If you're the underdog and you beat the number one seed, so people are going to be mad for sure. I know that. But I don't know, how it's going to work out at the long stretch. But, I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, we'll wait and see what's going to happen. Because, I mean, everybody wants a lot of things to happen. At the end of the day, not everything is going to come true. So, but we got to wait and see.
Didi Gregorius here on the program on CBS Sports Radio. Didi, we've got in this World Series a Dodgers team that obviously is a serious practitioner of sabermetrics and all that it encompasses on base percentage and all those things, and the same for the Rays. To what degree does that approach some of the things that sabermetricians have brought to the game, if at all, impact your day-to-day baseball experience as a ball player, either in how you prepared or how you tried to execute when you were out there?
So for me, I think everything is a little bit different with all the analytics and all that stuff, because at the end of the day, the analytics, sometimes it's like old news, and you never know what's going on with the player on this day. You know, like, he could be feeling sick and he's not the same, or he backed off the plate, or he's doing something different that you cannot see on the computer. Maybe he's trying to hit the ball the other way, or maybe he's doing something different that you can't predict that, you know? So, like, things happen. And you always got to remember, too, that the player has a heart, too. So you never know, like, maybe in big situation, he normally doesn't hit this pitch, but then you threw it, and then he hits it and get a hit or drive a run in or whatever. And then you go back to, well, he's not supposed to hit that ball, but he made an adjustment and he hit it. So it's things that you gotta keep adjusting on the go for me, because not everybody is gonna feel the same every day.
Didi Gregorius here on the show. Didi, most of America, and certainly I'm in that group, were rooting aggressively against the Astros as they mounted what was a pretty impressive, but in the end, ineffective comeback against Tampa Bay in the ALCS. Obviously, you were with the Yankees in 2017. You guys lost to that Astros team in seven games, if memory serves, with the World Series on the line. And we all know now that there was an advantage the Astros were using over the course of that season that they shouldn't have. A couple years later, you're able to let bygones be bygones, or like the rest of us, were you just emotionally rooting for Houston to fail?
To be honest, I don't root bad against anybody. Like, they're there for a reason. Every person that's there, or every team that's there, they're there for a reason. And I want everybody to be successful in life. I don't root against anybody. I want a person to do bad or none of those stuff. I'm not that type of person. So for me, like, they came back this year and they played. They didn't play really good. But the 8 teams, they got in and then upset some teams. So, I mean, that's what you see that's going on. So, I mean, they still played. And at the end of the day, you know, Tampa was a better team than them. So they got knocked out. But to see how far as I'm playing the right way, that what happened in 2017, and I don't know how long that's been going on. They shouldn't have done it, because now you see, like, they could have played normally and still made it up.
Didi Gregorius here on the show. Didi, last question before we talk a little bit about this incredible cause that you and T-Mobile are doing together. But we're at 1-1 in the World Series. We know the Dodgers have a massive payroll, but here we are. Three really tough pitchers lined up for L.A. They've got Buehler, then Urias, and then Kershaw. Who do you like in this series? Who do you think ultimately is going to be the World Series champion when this thing is said and done?
To be honest, that's a tough question, because both of these teams are good. They're actually really good, because of you have a team that's, like you said, has a lot of money. Then you have a team that that fights. You have a young team that fights through everything and then try to be successful, like make their names for themselves. So, I mean, it's going to be – I don't really like picking. I really like watching and go with the moment. And but I think it's going to be a really great series.
To be fair, I hate when I'm a guest and I have to answer those questions, and I still ask them. So, Didi, believe me, I feel you. All right, before we let you go, Didi Gregorius, we really appreciate the time. I love what you and T-Mobile are doing. If folks text 313131, it's 31 three times, 313131 with the word Little League, T-Mobile, you just take a little time out of your day, T-Mobile will donate $5 to a local grant recipient to play baseball in your area, youth baseball. Didi, why was this a cause that you wanted to be associated with?
You know, it's always good to, like, to give back, and it's good to see, to have people that, you know, are in need to play the game financially, you know, because the kid might miss, like, his buddies because maybe they played a sport and he wanted to enjoy it, but he doesn't have the financial reason to play. And once you donate it, and then you can help out, you know, so they can, when he grows up, you know, he can talk about playing ball with his friends and all that stuff. So, I mean, for me, it's amazing thing to let other people's dream also come true, you know, like you're working hard as a kid to try to make it, and if you help out, they can do it, you know. So for me, I think it's the best way to do it.
Didi, I really appreciated the conversation. Thank you so much for making time and for the cause that you're promoting with T-Mobile. And as always, man, we wish you well, and we appreciate you being with us here on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.